College admissions for black students is still staggeringly low nationwide. And when black students attend college, they continue to face a myriad of challenges. Yet in many cases, black students are not only doing the work in class towards earning their degree and gaining intellectual enlightenment, they're also engaged in activism and organizing to make the university more inclusive and better for everyone. It's what a new podcast calls the invisible work of black women. The podcast zeroes in on one of the most elite universities in the country. This is a bit of the open to the podcast, Black Women of Amherst College.
When people look at you and they don't see you, they look past you.
It's about believing that something should be different and having the courage to live in that transition zone.
We contain multitudes.
Why did I feel so awful so much of the time?
I feel like I spent so much time trying to educate the Amherst College community that I didn't get enough time to just be a student.
I'm joined now by the podcast host, Nichelle Carr. She's a graduate of Amherst and Stanford Law School. Nichelle, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You have attended the most elite of U.S. universities. You're licensed to practice law in four states. What is it about the black women of Amherst that drew you in to focus on telling their stories?
These black women are amazing people. They've made amazing contributions. I wanted their stories to be told. I wanted folks to know what they had done, how they'd made Amherst College specifically a better place. And I really think it connects to black women and the work that they do throughout the United States. When they work to make a place more inclusive, when they kind of break down the barriers, bust through the doors, they actually make the space more welcoming for everyone, for other marginalized communities to come in after them.
And there's a lot of detail in the podcast, the voices of the women themselves, but I'm wondering if you could just give me a taste of what are some of the things these amazing women's stories tell us?
I think they tell us what we're all capable of. I think they tell us where we come from and where we can go. There are stories in there about, say, STEM education. And what we learned is that when black women noticed that STEM education was not being taught in the most efficient way, it's a very traditional college with very kind of old traditions there, and STEM education wasn't being taught in a way that brought people in. And when black women noticed that and they spoke up about it, it turns out they were speaking up for the benefit not only of students of color, not only women and women of color, but white men students who maybe didn't have elite educations going into Amherst College as well. They were suffering unseen and quietly, but it's when black women spoke up that all of a sudden they were raised as well. As they say, when black women rise, we all rise.
Let's take a listen to how one alum who you talked with explained it.
We found a pattern, unfortunately, of systematic disenfranchisement of people of color, women, and actually publicly educated white men in the sciences in Amherst.
And that really gets to the heart of one of the contradictions you really expose in the podcast, which is for many black women who are students, there's this dilemma of, do you just put your head down and try and get your education, or do you devote some of that precious time that others are spending purely on studying and advancing themselves personally on some of these struggles? How do you find the black women you spoke to resolve that kind of contradiction?
Yeah, I recognize that as I felt it myself when I was a student. There very much is a tension between, yeah, wanting to engage in the personal growth and education of being a student, but then also feeling this obligation to help the college serve you better as a student, which is what it's supposed to do, what it promises when it brings you to campus. While it's not an ideal situation, I know that I learned that if I didn't do that work to make the college a better place, I wouldn't survive there as a student. I had to make the college better. I had to improve the college just so I could survive the college.
That really, Nichelle, highlights another tension that runs throughout the podcast about black women being simultaneously invisible and also hyper-visible. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, that happens in colleges and it happens for Black women everywhere in life. It never stops. You're hyper visible in that you're one of the few probably in the setting that you're in. So all eyes are on you. You know, Black people in general, not just women, are often taught when we're young, what we do reflects on our race as a whole. And we're told that explicitly. We're told it by both our families who care about us. And we see the effect of that and the assumption of that by others who may seek to stereotype us and take anything that we do as a reflection on Black people generally. So we're hyper-visible in that sense. And then we're invisible in that as much as we're present and as much as our presence is seen, we are not actually at the table to make decisions. So we're invisible in terms of having a seat at the table, but we're hyper-visible in terms of being singled out for challenge.
Nichelle Carr is the host of the podcast Black Women of Amherst College. Nichelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.